Chapter 2 Rob Becomes Robin Hood. The next day, a beggar entered the town of Nottingham. He wore an old cotton hood around his face. He walked with a limp and took his place among the archery contestants. Many looked at him with disgust, but the contest was open to all men. Around town, there were many posters describing Robert Fitzooth of Locksley. Indeed, a reward of £200 was offered for his capture. However, in the excitement of the fair, many people paid little attention. The sheriff and his men were the only ones looking carefully for Rob. The beggar looked down the row of boxes and his heart leaped for joy. There sat Maid Marian, Rob's childhood friend. The beggar was really Rob, and he wanted to impress Marian. The contest was announced, and 26 archers gathered to shoot at a target 50 meters away. Only 12 archers passed the first round. Rob and another poorly dressed man were among the best shooters. Rob looked at this other man closely. He was a muscular man with a patch over one eye. Rob could see kindness in his eye. Just then, the horn blew to begin the last round. The archers took their places. Each took his turn with some hesitation because the target was far away. None of them put an arrow into the inner circle. Then it was Rob's turn. He also hesitated. His eyes moved to Maid Marian's booth. She met his look and smiled. At that moment, Rob knew she recognized him despite his disguise. He knew he would win the prize for her and gain back some of his family's honor. With new confidence, he drew back his bow and launched his arrow straight and true into the center of the target. The last archer, the man with the eye patch, smiled and stepped up to the mark. With no hesitation, he drew his bow and shot his arrow. Straight and true it flew. But a small wind came up just then. The wind caused it to land just outside the center, right next to Rob's arrow. The man looked surprised when he saw the result. However, he was the first to congratulate Rob as the winner. Soon Rob was surrounded by the townspeople who cheered him. They led him to the sheriff's box where the sheriff greeted him. Without a word of thanks, Rob took the golden arrow and turned his back on the sheriff. He walked slowly over to Maid Marian. "Lady," he said, "please accept this prize."
"Thank you, Robin the Hood,"
said Marian. Her smile told Rob that she did indeed recognize him as her childhood friend. Later that evening, deep in Sherwood Forest, 40 men were sitting around a fire. They were all dressed in dark green clothes, with green cloaks and hoods. They were enjoying a meal of roast deer. Suddenly, they heard a noise from someone approaching. In a second, they all rose with swords and bows at the ready. "I am looking for the widow's sons," said a man as he stepped into the light of the fire. "I come alone."
"It's Rob,"
cried the widow's three sons.
"Welcome to Sherwood Forest. Did you win the contest?"
"Yes, I did," said Rob. "But I cannot prove it. I gave the golden arrow to a fair lady. However, I will gladly join your band of merry men as a common archer." Then a muscular man stepped forward. He was the man with the patch, but now his eye patch was gone.
"This young man does not lie,"
the man said to the others.
"He beat me at the fair, and he won the golden arrow."
Then he said to Rob,
"My name is Will Stutely. You are a better archer than any man here. I declare that you should be our leader. I will serve no other man but you."
The other men gladly swore to follow Rob. They gave him clothes of green like their own. They also gave him a horn and told him that if he needed help, he should blow it 3 times. Any of them who heard it would come as quickly as they could. Will said,
"You shall be known as Robin Hood, for that is what the fair lady called you."
Robin Hood smiled and accepted his new name. Finally, he was happy again in Sherwood Forest.